Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an amen style break layer, or any shuffled percussion loop, and turn it into a distorted, resampled atmospheric percussion bed in Ableton Live 12. This is that gritty break dust behind the main kit that makes a drum and bass groove feel dangerous, wide, and alive without stealing the punch from your kick and snare. The core mindset today is simple: process, resample, reprocess, then recontextualize. When you resample, you're basically printing the chaos into audio so you can edit it like an instrument, slice it, gate it, pitch it, automate it, and make it evolve with the arrangement. Before we touch effects, let's get the session feeling like DNB immediately. Set your tempo to around 172 to 175 BPM. Make sure you've got a solid foundation beat first. Keep it classic. Kick and snare doing the heavy lifting. Hats giving you the roll. The layer we're making today is not the main drum kit. It's atmosphere. It's energy. It's movement. Now create a new audio track and name it Amen Atmos Layer. Drop an Amen break onto it. If you don't have an actual Amen, any breakbeat or shuffled top loop works, as long as it has interesting transients and ghost notes. Warp it so it locks to your grid. Set warp mode to beats. Start with preserve at 1/16. If it gets too choppy, go to 1/8, then adjust transient control somewhere around 50 to 70 as a starting point. Here's what you're listening for. You want it tight enough to groove with your drums, but not so perfectly clean that it loses character. Now, do the single most important move before distortion. High pass filtering. Put EQ 8 on the Amen track and roll off the low end. Start the high pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. Keep resonance low, like a Q around 0.7 to 1.1. The goal is to stop this layer from competing with kick and snare fundamentals. If you distort low end, you get mud. Mud is the enemy of a rolling DNB mix. Quick coaching note, gain staging matters more than the distortion choice. Before you even start your dirt chain, put a utility at the very beginning and trim the level. So the Amen track is peaking roughly around minus 12 to minus 6 dB going into your processing. Roar and drum bus respond completely differently when you feed them politely versus slamming them. Alright, let's build a distortion chain that's designed to be resampled. Think of it like designing a little abuse circuit that we'll later print to audio. First, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 10 to 25%. Add crunch around 10 to 35%. Turn boom off because we're not trying to add sub. If it gets fizzy, use damp around 5 to 20% to calm the top down. Also, if your resample feels flat later, remember this idea. Dynamic shaping then distortion then tone shaping. Drum bus is great, because it can subtly manage transients before the heavier distortion hits. Next, add roar. This is the star of the show. Start with a mode like tube or fold, then bring up drive. Roar is powerful, so start modest, maybe 10 dB and work upward. You can push it into the 20 to 30 dB range, but do it while listening quietly so you don't trick yourself into thinking louder equals better. If the top gets harsh, darken the tone or color slightly. And if you want that nasty on the edge grit, try a tiny bit of feedback, just a little. Feedback is the kind of thing that sounds incredible right until it destroys your mix. After roar, put another EQ 8 to clean up. This is where you fix pain. If it's stabbing your ears, look around 3 to 6 kHz and do a small notch. Then optionally low pass around 10 to 14 kHz if you want that more tape-like, controlled air instead of brittle fizz. Then add saturator for glue and density. Set it to analog clip. Drive it around 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. This helps the layer feel finished and stable. Now for movement. Add auto filter. Put it in band pass mode. Start the frequency around 1.2 kHz, and think of your working lane as roughly 500 Hz to 4 kHz. Set resonance around 0.9 to 1.3. Then add a subtle LFO. Rate it 1/4 or 1/8. And keep the amount small. You're not trying to do a huge EDM wobble. You want a living, breathing shift in tone. At this point, you should have a focused band of angry percussion energy that can sit behind the main drums. Now we print. This is where the workflow becomes jungle. You're going to print the violence to audio. Option A is the classic. Make a new audio track called Amen Resample Print. Set its audio from to the Amen Atmos layer, and choose Post FX. That Post FX part is critical. If you accidentally print pre-FX, you'll record the clean loop and you'll wonder why nothing sounds nasty. Arm the print track, hit record, and capture 8 to 16 bars. Option B is freeze and flatten, which is also totally fine. Freeze the Amen track, then flatten. Either way, the goal is the same, commit it. Make it audio so you can treat it like material. Now we turn this printed audio into atmosphere. First, consolidate. Find a solid 8-bar chunk where the groove feels good. Consolidate it so it's one clean clip. Then add tiny fades at the edges to avoid clicks. Clicks are the fastest way to make something sound amateur, especially once you start gating. Next, we add rhythmic control, and this is a fun trick. Use auto pan as a gate. Put auto pan on the printed track. Set phase to 0 degrees. That turns it into a tremolo, basically a volume gate. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Start the amount around 60% and adjust. Then adjust the shake. More square equals harder gating. Rounder equals more pulsing. Listen to what just happened. Now the layer breathes in sync with the grid. It's instantly more produced, and it tucks behind the main drums instead of smearing over them. Now width, but carefully. Add utility and push width somewhere around 110 to 150%. Then do a quick mono check early, not later. Temporarily, put another utility on your drum bus or master and hit mono. If your atmosphere disappears, your width is relying on phase cancellation tricks. The fix is usually, keep the low mids more mono and widen only the very top. A great approach is EQ8 in mid/side mode. Leave the mid channel stronger around the body frequencies, and do a gentle high shelf on the side channel above 5 to 8 kHz. Now add space, but keep it DNB friendly. Put hybrid reverb on the printed track. Start with convolution off and use the algorithmic side, like plate or room. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz, and keep the dry/wet modest, like 8 to 18%. You want space and grit, not rave snare in a cathedral. If you want an extra pro move here, band limit the reverb return. Put an EQ8 after hybrid reverb and high pass the reverb around 500 to 900 Hz, then low pass it around 6 to 9 kHz. That gives you atmosphere that doesn't steal punch or add harsh hiss. Optional, but highly recommended if you want that underground generation loss vibe. Re-resample a second generation. Create another audio track called Amen Resample Gen 2. Set audio from to Amen Resample Print. Post FX again. Before you print, add either Redux or Erosion. With Redux, try downsample around 2 to 8 and bit reduction around 8 to 12. Go easy. It's very easy to turn character into broken. With Erosion, set it to noise mode, frequency around 2 to 6 kHz, and a tiny amount like 0.2 to 1.0. Then record 4 to 8 bars and pick the best moments. Often this Gen 2 layer sits better at a lower volume, because it has more attitude per decibel. Now, a few arrangement ideas so this actually works in a DNB track. In the intro, keep it filtered and quiet, slowly opening up. Automate the auto filter frequency upward over 8 or 16 bars. For the drop, bring it in low, typically somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB underneath your main drums. Tighten the gate to 1/16 and reduce reverb so it supports the roll without washing it. For fills and impacts, grab a 1-bar or half-bar slice, reverse it, add a quick reverb tail, then resample that. Because it's made from the same material, it feels cohesive, like it belongs to your track's identity. And here's a classic DNB trick. Mute this atmosphere layer for 1 bar right before the drop. That negative space makes the drop hit harder, even if you didn't change anything else. Let's cover the common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. Mistake 1. Not high passing before distortion. That's how you get mud and a weak drop. Mistake 2. Accidentally resampling pre-FX. Always double-check post-FX when you're printing. Mistake 3. Too much stereo width in the low mids, which kills mono compatibility and makes your groove feel hollow. Mistake 4. Over-reverbing. Keep it short and filtered. Mistake 5. Mixing it too loud. This layer should be felt more than heard. A couple of heavier, darker DNB pro tips. Sidechain this resampled layer to your kick and snare, subtly. Use compressor with sidechain enabled. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 60 to 140 ms. You're not trying to pump like house music. You're just making consistent pockets so the main drums stay dominant. Also, work and add movement without extra effects. Try modulating drive by a tiny amount. Tiny is the key word. A little motion goes a long way. If you want metallic air that feels tuned to the track, try corpus after distortion, with a short decay, tuned to the root note or the fifth. Then low pass after it so it stays textural. And for extra life, on the printed audio clip, use clip envelopes. Automate tiny gain dips on snare hits to make room. Add a couple of 1-bar transposition bumps, like plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones, for a tapish moment. You can even switch warp mode for a single bar, like going from beats to texture, then resample that performance into a final This Is The Take print. Here is your quick 15-minute practice. Make the distortion chain, print 8 bars, then make 2 versions. One is gated, autopan at phase 0 degrees, 1/16, about 60% amount. The other is smeared, hybrid reverb around 1.5 seconds, about 15% wet, and low passed. Put the smeared one in the intro, and the gated one under the drop. Then bounce a quick 32 bars and a slash B with and without the layer. If the track feels smaller without it, you nailed it. Recap, you prepared the loop, distorted it, resampled it, then used gating and space to turn it into a controllable atmosphere layer. Optionally, you printed another generation for character. That's the process resample reprocess workflow, and it's one of the fastest ways to get that modern rolling DNB depth, while still keeping your drum mix clean. If you tell me the subgenre you're aiming for, deep roller, neuro, jungle, dancefloor, I can suggest exactly where to park this layer frequency-wise, and a tighter roar and a cue setup to match that vibe.